We'll now commence the holy, the foot washing sacrament for our newly baptized. Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣。感谢主，今天有两位新受洗归入主的名下。
Praise God that two are baptized today under His name.
每一个人受洗归入主的名下，都是主耶稣的工作。
Everyone who is baptized under the name of Lord Jesus is all due to the Lord's work.
但是也是借着很多信徒的努力来达成的。
But it's also, also behind that is a lot of members' efforts.
那求主纪念这些带领慕道朋友弟兄姐妹的所做的工。
So ask the Lord to remember the efforts of those who have labored for Him.
那在我们真耶稣教会有三个典礼。
In our church, there are three sacraments.
那这三个典礼是等于一个一组的，不能够分开。
And these three sacraments come together, in a package, in a sense, and they cannot be separated.
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐。
And that is baptism, foot washing, and holy communion.
那三个典礼都跟得救有关。
And all the three sacraments have to do with salvation.
洗礼是用主的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
Water baptism uses the Lord's blood to wash away our sins.
所以洗礼是主的宝血来赎我们。
And so the Lord's blood redeems us.
所以从今我们就是属于主耶稣。
So from that day forward, we belong to Christ.
那洗脚礼
foot washing
就是要跟主耶稣有份。
Foot washing is to have part with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音的十三章。
John 13.
约翰福音十三章在记载洗脚礼。
John 13 accounts the foot washing.
那第一节就记载耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候已到，就爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底。
Verse 1 says that when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
那我们就一直读以后主耶稣就替门徒洗脚。
And we continue reading this chapter, Lord Jesus performs foot washing for his disciples.
那我们就会想，这个洗脚礼跟爱我们到底有什么关系？
And we may wonder, what does foot washing have to do with Lord Jesus loving us to the end.
那如果我们看洗脚礼的重要性，
If we were to look at the importance, the significance of foot washing,
那我们就知道这真的是主耶稣的爱。
Then we know that this is because of the Lord's love.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
来到西门彼得，彼得对他说，主啊，你洗我的脚吗？
6. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
他有一个问题。
Peter had a question.
从来没有老师洗门徒的脚。
No point in time had a teacher washed their pupils' feet.
也没有主人洗仆人的脚。
And no master washed his servant's feet.
你洗要洗我的脚吗？
But Peter asked him, "Are you washing my feet?"
第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣回答说，我做的你不知道，后来必明白。
Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will know after this."
主耶稣所做的都有属灵的含义。
Everything that the Lord Jesus has done in the world has a spiritual significance.
那这个属灵的含义要有圣灵的开导，我们才能够明白。
And this, we need the Holy Spirit to open up the way for us to understand the spiritual significance.
这也为什么说绝大部分教会没有洗脚礼。
And this is also why the majority of churches do not conduct foot washing.
差不多所有除了真耶稣教会都没有洗脚礼。
Besides the True Jesus Church, perhaps no other church conducts foot washing.
因为没有圣灵的开导，我们不了解洗脚礼的重要。
Because without revelation from the Holy Spirit, we don't know the significance of foot washing.
但是后来你必明白。
But Jesus says you will know after this.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣灵开我们的心，我们就会明白。
Because the Holy Spirit has opened up our minds and hearts so that we can understand.
所以很多的慕道朋友做基督徒几十年，从来没有听过洗脚礼的道理。
So many Christians who have also been seeking the truth for many decades, they do not truly understand the Lord Jesus' teachings.
那来到这里得圣灵，听了明白。
But when they come here and receive the Holy Spirit, they understand.
就知道这是典礼。
They understand that this is a sacrament.
我们 再看下面第九节。
Let's continue reading verse 9.
第八节哈。
Verse 8.
彼得说：“你永远不可以洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
Peter said to him, "You shall not never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
这个第八节，彼得说：“你不可以洗我的脚。”
Verse 8, Peter tells Jesus never to wash his feet.
他觉得不配啊。
He felt unworthy.
但是第九节啊，彼得马上改变。
But in verse 9, Peter immediately changed his mind.
不但我的脚，连头。手也要洗。
He says, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head."
怎么一个人态度马上改变
？How does his attitude change so drastically?
因为主耶稣告诉他。
Because Lord Jesus told him,
我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
That if I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
跟主耶稣无份，跟他的国也没有份。
To have no part with Jesus Christ means to have no part with His kingdom.
所以他马上改变。
And so Peter immediately changed his mind.
不但我的脚连手。全身都要洗。
Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
所以洗脚礼重要就是要跟主有份。
Significance of foot washing is to have part with our Lord.
那就很单纯，就接受与主有份，这样就对了。
Peter, we should be like Peter and simply accept that foot washing is to have part with Christ.
既然与主有份，就跟得救有关。
And since it means to have part with Christ, it also means that it has to do with salvation.
那后来主耶稣吩咐门徒。
And later on, Jesus instructed his disciples.
在十三节。
Verse 13.
我给你们做榜样，叫你照着我向你们所做的去做。
He says, "I have set an example that you should do as I have done to you."
所以主耶稣吩咐我们做。
Jesus commanded us to do it.
跟得救有关。
And it has to do with salvation.
要与主有份。
And it has to do with having part with Christ.
所以我们就照这个吩咐来举办洗脚礼。
And we follow according to the Lord Jesus' commands and conduct the foot washing sacrament.
那为什么跟这个爱到底有关系？
But what does all this have to do with Jesus loving us to the end?
我们看主耶稣要救人。
If we look at how the Lord plans to save His people,
他做了什么？
What kind of things did He do?
腓立比书第二章。
In Philippians chapter 2,
第六节。
Philippians 2 verse 6.
腓立比书第二章第六节。
Philippians 2 verse 6.
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
Verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，也死在十字架上。
Verse 6, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. Verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
第六节跟第八节在讲什么?
What is verses 6 through 8 talking about?
在讲往下降。
It's talking about lowering oneself.
我们人都是往上爬。
All of us want to ascend higher.
但是主耶稣往下降。
But Lord Jesus lowered himself.
他在天上非常荣华。
He was majestic and glorious in the heavens.
千万的天使在服侍他。
Legions of angels that serve him.
但是他降为人。
But he lowered himself to become a human being.
为着要救人。
In order to save mankind.
他降为仆人。
He humbled himself, he lowered himself to a form of a bondservant.
要洗人的脚。
And to wash people's feet.
要服侍人。
To serve people.
他降为罪人。
He lowered himself.
他降为对罪人来替我们钉十字架。
He lowered himself to become, to bear our sins on the cross.
所以这个往下降就是爱。
And so by lowering himself is the greatest demonstration of his love.
所以洗脚礼本身有它的教训。
So the foot washing has its teachings.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's return back to the book of John.
十三章。
John chapter 13.
十三节。
13 verse 13.
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你说的不错，我本来是。十四节。
14.
我是你们的主，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也应当彼此洗脚。
13. If you call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. 14. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
主洗门徒的脚。
A teacher washing his disciples' feet.
这个代表他的谦卑往下降。
This represents his humility by lowering himself.
所以我们教会这个属灵的团体。
So as a church, as a spiritual family.
主耶稣说谁最大？
What does the gospel book say who the greatest is?
愿意 谦卑服侍人的，在天国就是最大。
They say that those who are willing to lower themselves, to humble themselves, to serve others is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们教会的圣职人员代表主耶稣来洗新受洗同龄的脚。
And that is why our church ministers, represent Lord Jesus in lowering themselves to wash the believers' feet.
所以我们加入教会的精神就是谦卑服侍。
And so this attitude, this spirit that we should have is a spirit of humility and of servitude.
80年代我们福音传到奈及利亚。
In the 1980s, the gospel was preached in Nigeria.
在一个乡村，有一个人很虔诚，他建立了五间教会。
There was a devout man of a certain village that had established, built up five churches.
他守安息日这个教会。
And that church, those churches observed the Sabbath.
后来福音传给他，他也得圣灵。
And when the gospel was preached to him, he also received the Holy Spirit.
最后他说要洗礼。
So he wanted to be baptized.
当他说要洗礼的时候。
But during his baptism,
我们才把最后一个条件告诉他。
We told him the final condition.
因为教会是他办的。
Because the church was founded by him.
所以聚会的时候，他说后面有一个座位。
And so during the services, he would have his own special seat in the back.
这个人头发白白的。
And he had gray hair.
留一个胡须。
And he also grew a beard.
他说要穿一个特别的衣服。
And he put on a special kind of robe.
拿一个拐杖。
And he carried a staff.
看起来也像摩西的样子。
And he seems to look like Moses.
所以他就每次聚会就坐在后面。
And so every service, he sat in the back.
后来他要洗礼。
And so later he wanted to be baptized.
我们就告诉他，你如果要洗礼。
And we told him, if you want to be baptized,
你要坐在信徒当中。
You can't sit behind the pulpit, but you must sit amongst the congregation.
袍子脱掉。
And take off that robe.
拐杖丢掉。
And throw away that staff.
他真的接受了。
And he truly accepted it.
所以有一年去了，发现他离世了，真的是很想念这个很虔诚的一个工人。
So one day I went back and I found that he had passed away, and it really made me miss this worker.
这就是我们教会的精神。
This is the spirit of our church.
不管我们在社会上是谁
，No matter what kind of person we are in society，
来到教会，我们都是仆人。
When we come to the church， we are all servants。
这就是洗脚礼的教训。
This is the teaching behind foot washing。
在教会里面
，In the church，
神最大。
God is the greatest。
谦卑服侍人的人是最大的，在天国里面。
And those who are the least， those who are humble themselves to serve others， are greatest in the kingdom of heaven。
那这个洗脚也是代表赦免。
Foot washing also represents forgiveness.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的，只表一脚一洗，全身就干净。你们是干净，然而不都是干净。
Verse 10, Jesus said to him, he who has bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you.
为什么你们是干净，又不都是干净？
Why are they completely clean, but not yet all of them?
十一节说。
Verse 11 says,
耶稣原知道卖他的是谁。
For he knew who would betray him.
所以那个不干净的就是犹大。
So the person who was not clean was Judas.
犹大要卖主，所以他的心有罪，所以不干净。
Judas was going to betray Lord Jesus, and so he had harbored sin in his heart, and therefore he is not clean.
如果犹大在这个世界，
If Judas was in this world,
他还没有卖主以前，可能早就被解决掉了。
Before he had betrayed Jesus, he had perhaps had been put away already.
因为这是一个斗争。一个社会
Because this is a very competitive and fierce kind of society.
但是主耶稣洗犹大的脚
But Lord Jesus washed Judas' feet.
他从心里面爱他
From the bottom of his heart, he showed his love for him.
赦免他
He forgave him.
所以今天我们洗脚礼要让我们学习赦免
So today, foot washing teaches us about forgiveness.
恨是一个担子
Hatred is a heavy burden.
是罪的担子
It is a burden of sin.
恨活在黑暗里面。
Hatred dwells in the darkness.
因为神是光。
But God is light.
一个充满恨的人，他的里面没有神。
So a person who is full of hatred does not have God in them.
恨是不义。
Hatred is unrighteousness.
不义的地方没有平安。
And in unrighteous places, there is no peace.
世界上人到处带着这个担子到处走。
There are many people in this world that carry this yoke around.
我们来到神的面前。
But we come before God.
主耶稣要让我们把这个担子放下来。
And Lord Jesus wants us to lay down this yoke.
让我们得到安息。
So that we can receive rest.
得到自由。
Receive freedom,
得到平安,
and receive peace.
所以习教里告诉我们,
so Foot Washing teaches us,
我们要爱主耶稣所爱的人,
that we must love those whom Lord Jesus loves.
爱所临到的地方,
wherever love reaches, hatred will depart.
爱所临到的地方就是光明,
the places that love reaches is a bright place.
爱所临到的地方就是神存在的地方,
and the places where love reaches is a place where God dwells.
那是平安的,
and though that place is a place of peace.
所以我们在西郊里要从心里面
So in our foot washing sacrament, we need to forgive others from the bottom of our hearts. And this is not easy. But once we learn how to do it, then we will achieve true peace. And the church will be in harmony. And God will abide with us. And once our feet is washed by Lord Jesus, then our feet is clean. And so from this day forward,
要过圣洁的生活,
we shall live, walk a life that is holy.
很多的罪啊, 如果你脚不走,
a lot of sins are not committed if you don't walk towards it.
如果脚不走,
if your feet don't lead you, if your feet do not lead you into a casino, how can you gamble?
如果脚不走,
if your feet do not lead you into places, different places, how will you commit adultery or fornication?
我们这个脚洗干净了,
so once our feet are cleaned and washed, we need to go on the righteous path.
那这个义的道路就是通往天国的道路。
And this righteous path will lead us into the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们走往罪的道路,
if we go towards the path of sin,
最后就是引到灭亡。
Then in the end, we go that the way will lead us to destruction.
这就是西郊里的道理。
This is the teaching of foot washing.
那我们先来到西郊里。
And so now we will perform the foot washing sacrament.
我们请杨执事来西郊。
We ask Deaconess Young to perform the foot washing.
唱诗295首。
Please sing hymn 295.